provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes. Beta-carotene, alpha-carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next Bio Superfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or biosuperfood at hotmail.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Trevor Loudon, who's from New Zealand, and he has written a book about President Obama and his Marxist, communist supporters and background and agenda for America. And I interviewed Trevor yesterday and both morning and afternoon program, and I asked Trevor, well, why are you from New Zealand, concerned about the President of the United States and his political philosophy? And Trevor, would you like to address that question again and answer it? Because I think it's vitally important why people need to understand that intelligent, educated people throughout the world are concerned and very concerned about the United States. We've interviewed on a number of occasions Lord Monckton from England, who tells me that he carries a copy of the American Constitution with him all the time. He's a British peer, but he carries the American Constitution because he believes that the future of his country and of the world rests upon the future of our country. But why are you, as a New Zealander, so concerned?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Look, I think Lord Monckton is right. Ronald Reagan, I believe, once said that America is the last best hope for mankind. And the American Constitution is the guiding beacon for all freedom lovers around the world. That is reality. We admire the US Constitution and so want to emulate it in our own country. So the U.S. Constitution must be preserved as an example for all others, and it must be saved and restored to its rightful place. But there's another reason as well, in that geopolitically, for example, Russia and China and Iran are allied together with all the former Uzbekistans and Kazakhstans, etc., in an organization called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which is effectively a new Warsaw Pact. It's a military, political, and economic alliance. And they are working with the Iran, with the Venezuelans, the Cubans, the Nicaraguans, and many other countries in the world against the West. So in my own neck of the woods, China has expanded right throughout the South Pacific and now effectively controls Fiji, which is only 1,000 miles to the north of my country. The Chinese are now training Fijian military. Fiji is run by a far-left pro-communist government, and the Chinese are in there building hydroelectric plants and other projects. So the Chinese are expanding right throughout the South Pacific. They're trying to buy influence in my own country. trying to buy influence in Australia. And I can say, in my opinion, the minute that the Chinese are also building a big blue water navy in the Pacific, and if America continues its downward spiral economically and cuts back on its defense capabilities across the world, China will expand throughout that region and basically Finlandize or take over my country. I know the day the US Navy stops patrolling the South Pacific will be the day that my country becomes a Chinese client state. So I have a very strong interest that America stays strong and maintains its military superiority, because if America fails in that responsibility, the Russians, Chinese, Iranians, and that will basically carve up the world amongst themselves.
Oh, well, and I think that your concerns are well justified. Well, why don't we briefly review as much as you can? Certainly the Marxist communist background of Barack Hussein Obama and his friends, because you've studied this, you've written about a 700-page book, something like that. So you pick up this story.
About 700 pages.
But people really find it difficult to believe that we could have a man in the White House whose loyalty is not to the United States, but of course is to destroying the basic structure of our society. And yet, of course, everything he's doing as far as oil is concerned is to make us dependent upon other countries for oil, to cut off our access to oil, to blocking the Keystone Pipeline so that we will not have adequate oil and the price will go up. And people shake their head and say, gee, what he's doing doesn't make sense. But it really does make sense if you understand his real goal is to destroy America, to bring socialism to us. Why would he want an Obamacare, a socialized healthcare system? Because socialized medicine is the cornerstone of the communist program for the United States. But you pick up the story.
Yeah, and I'll just say, Dr. Stan, that my book is 700 pages, but people shouldn't be too intimidated by that because it's 111 chapters. So it's very easy to delve into certain chapter you want. You know, if you want to study about Valerie Jarrett, you would go to Valerie Jarrett's page or Van Jones. There's two chapters on Van Jones, et cetera. So it's broken up into very easy little chapters for people to delve into. But I'll say, look, you take socialized medicine. The father of the socialized healthcare movement in the United States was a guy called Quentin Young out of Chicago. Now, he has worked for years and years and years to push single payer. He set up all sorts of alliances, worked with doctors across the country, and worked with a whole raft of congressmen, particularly John Conyers out of Michigan, to promote single-payer legislation. Now, in 2008, Obamacare came in, or the beginnings of Obamacare. We know that it's not fully socialized medicine yet, but we all know which direction it's heading in. Now, it's important to know that Quentin Young was for many years Barack Obama's personal physician. He openly states that it was he who indoctrinated Obama into the ideas of socialized medicine. But it's also important to note that Quentin Young was a 40-year veteran of the Communist Party USA until he left that organization to help found another Marxist group, Democratic Socialists of America, who Obama was very, very close to in Chicago. So this is an example of how the Marxists work.
You hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Trevor Loudon and his book on President Obama and the enemies of America in the White House.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts.
6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Shiny Steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 4-2. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Trevor Loudon. We're talking about the communist influence within our government today. And but you were talking about the background of socialized medicine, which is the foundational tenet for a communist America. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right, Stan. And Dr. Stan, Quentin Young, the communist out of Chicago, basically indoctrinated Obama in those ideas. And he is the father of the movement in your country, a communist, a socialist, a Marxist. Now, the communist, in my book, there's an article, I can't remember which page, but it talks, there was an article written in the Communist Party USA Journal about 2008, and they spoke of the necessity for socialized medicine in this country. And what their rationale was nothing to do with extending coverage to minorities or poor people or the uninsured. The point they made was that in Britain in the 1930s, most working class men in particular used to vote for the Conservative Party, the British Conservative Party. But in 1946, when the Beveridge Report came in, after World War II, that was the foundation of the National Health Service, Britain's socialist healthcare program. Now, that caused most British working class males, particularly, to switch support from the Conservatives to the Socialist Labour Party. And the communists drew the analogy that socialist healthcare would cause Conservative Americans to switch support Republican Party or Conservative parties to the Democrat Party. And they saw this as a way of enticing conservatives to leave the Republicans and become Democrats, on the premise that people will not bite the hand that provides their health care. So this was a way of shifting, this was seen by the Communist Party as a way of shifting, of destroying middle class support for the Republicans and getting it firmly behind the Democrats forever. So this socialized health care is designed as a big power shift. It's nothing to do with health. It is all about locking people behind the Democratic Party, which is now effectively dominated by communists and socialists.
Well, it's a wonderful talking point. I mean, who out there in the audience wants people go without health care? Who wants people to suffer and die because they can't afford health care? That's why we've got to have the government doing it. Because if the government doesn't do it, who's going to provide health care? How could you possibly object to that argument? It sounds so rational. Certainly, I mean, don't we want to make sure that everybody has health care? And at the current prices of health care, who could possibly afford it if the government wasn't paying for it? How would you counter that argument?
Well, I'd say, Dr. Stan, that's the argument that is used. But there are two ways of extending health care coverage universally, and one is by applying socialist ideas and the government takes it over and everybody gets some level of service. But the other way is to apply free market solutions, and that you free up the healthcare industry, you allow cross-state sales of health insurance, you liberalise the market so that everybody gets a better deal, just like the food industry, just like the restaurant industry, or motor vehicles is a bad example now, unfortunately, but just like every other industry that provides Americans with good service at low prices. And the very small amount of people that are not covered, and that would be infinitesimal, would be provided by the social agencies, the churches, community groups, etc. So that is the way to give everybody coverage, free market solutions and social coverage, you know, social, the churches and the community groups helping the disadvantaged. Or you can go the route that my country went. In New Zealand, we've had socialized medicine since the 1950s, and it is a disaster. You know, long waiting lists are routine in my country. We basically, all our 50% of our doctors that we train go overseas because we can't pay them enough, and we have to import doctors from Sri Lanka or the Philippines to fill the gaps. There's the newspapers in my country are full of bitching about healthcare and how bad it is and how people are missing out on the best drugs. Rationing is a way of life in my country. They passed a law a few years ago as an example because the waiting lists were growing too long. They passed a law that nobody could be on a waiting list more than 6 months. But that doesn't mean you get treated in 6 months. That means at the end of the 6 months, you are referred back to your doctor and you're either taken off the list or you start back on the list again. And that can go on for years. It's routine in my country to wait years for an operation. It's routine for people to die on waiting lists when they should be seen and dealt with very, very quickly. So America has the best health system in the world today. It could be improved dramatically by applying free market solutions. But instead, you're talking about going down the socialist road, which has been a disaster in every country it's tried.
Well, a case in point would be the reason that the cost of health care in the United States is as high as it is because of government interference in the system. Federal government would never pays what it has built. At one time, when we started out back in 65, they said they would pay the regular and customary fee. And when a hospital billed the government for services, the government paid immediately full fee. And then, of course, they began to pay 1% less and 2% less. Now, when the hospital bills the government, they have to bill 3 or 4 times what it costs, or what it should cost, because the government only pays 20 or 30% of what the hospital bills. So the hospital bill has to bill a ridiculous amount of money. In other words, they bill 3 or 4 times what it really should be, because it's the only way they can get enough compensation to even partially pay for their actual cost. But the federal government demands that the hospital bills these ridiculous expenses to to all, to every private individual and every insurance company and demands payment for it, even though they themselves will not pay it. And so what they're doing is shifting the costs of their stupid program to the people and private insurances. My son recently had a breathing problem, went down to the emergency room. I think the bill was $2,000 or $3,000. He was there for just a couple of hours. They didn't do anything but start an IV on him. He was fine. But $2,000 or $3,000, he went in, complained, and said, this is ridiculous. And they said, sure it is. How about $500 or $300, and we'll settle for that. But Chris Reed didn't know how the system was working, why he would have paid it, or his insurance company would have paid it. There is no problem facing government medicine today that a new government program will not make worse. And the reason we have high health care, and nobody is telling the public, is because of government interference in the free practice of medicine. So why don't the people there in New Zealand rise up and stop this whole system, you know, and get back to a free enterprise system? Don't the New Zealand people realize this is not a health care system, but a death care system?
Well, and that's a very good point, Stan, because once it's in, people lose sight of what was there before. They don't understand that the New Zealand people think that's the only way to go, because they have the idea that if we got rid of socialized health care, that people would be dying in the streets, and that it would be, and they think it's like America, and they honestly think that in America, people die on the streets because they don't get health care. But people die in their thousands every year in New Zealand because they get no health care or substandard health care all the time. Deaths on waiting lists are routine in my country. People go for years on disability, getting paid disability because they don't get a $5,000 knee operation. This kind of thing is routine, but we don't know any different, and we're so horrified of returning to a free market system because we don't understand, we don't understand the health, the service would be infinitely better. We don't understand that it would be cheaper and et cetera. So in New Zealand a few years ago, the Socialist Labour government doubled our healthcare budget in 6 years, doubled it, with not one measurable increase in the health outcomes, not one. With doubling the budget, we have 6 administrators in our hospital system for every doctor and nurse, frontline doctor and nurse. This is where socialized healthcare takes you. But once it's in, it can never be replaced because people become so reliant on it that they're terrified of any alternative. So the only route for America is to not introduce it or repeal Obamacare immediately, because if you allow it to stand, even though the service will be terrible, it will be far worse than what you have now, people will be terrified of changing back. So that's the harsh reality.
And the average American, you know, doesn't understand. They think that somehow we're going to be helping the poor and the downtrodden by destroying what was, not today, but what was the finest healthcare system in the world. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Trevor, how could people get copies of your book and get more information on your warning to America?
Okay, Dr. Stan, they can order the book online through the Pacific Freedom Foundation. So just go Google Pacific Freedom Foundation. That's my non-profit, and people can order the book there. I'm speaking today, my only engagement in San Francisco, at 11:30 at Sharon Heights Golf and Country. It's Sharon Heights Golf and Country Club in Menlo Park.
And in Menlo Park in California, right.
Yeah, California. If they go to my blog, trevorloudon.com, we'll see contact details for that meeting today if they still want to attend. So it's at Sharon Heights Golf and Country Club, Menlo Park at 11:30 today. But, yeah, so people can get my book there, and I urge them to do so because it is the best source overall of Obama's, on Obama's communist and socialist connections. That's what I focus in on because that is the agenda that he is, it's a communist and socialist agenda that he is playing out. And if you want to understand the roots of where Obama is coming from and where he wants to take this country, I think my book is the best source of information on that.
Will you be speaking back in the Colorado area again during this speaking tour?
Yes, I'm speaking on Thursday night in Colorado, in Denver, this coming Thursday. Again, people will need to go to my blog for details. It'll be posted there today. It's going to be I've done about 5 engagements in Denver, but I'm going back for a big one on Thursday night. But please go to my blog, trevorlowden.com, later on today, and the details will be posted there.
One more time, your blog, because of course our audience is, this morning is primarily in Denver. I want them to know how they can get to that talk you're going to be giving. Once again, your blog spot.
A blog is trevorlowden.com.
Trevorlowden.com, our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins reminds us that each member of our military is an individual who has given up the comforts of home. A military care package reminds them that their sacrifice is appreciated. Type military care package into an online search engine and find out how easy it is to let them know they are appreciated. This message is from Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins, always looking out for the safety of our community. Call 970-221-2607. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here with Trevor Lowden, Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Basically, we are faced with communists working at the highest levels of our government. Communism has nothing to do with equitable distribution of wealth. It is the formation of a dictatorship. Socialism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic concept, but it doesn't work unless somebody's in charge. Somebody's got to be directing this, which is why the people of great wealth in America, and I'm talking about the great tax-exempt foundations, the CFR, and what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, push this concept of socialism because it does an end run around our Constitution and leads to an authoritarian structure of society. Who's calling in? Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Mary calling in again, and I wanted to ask Trevor about one other thing. The government unions in America are creating a huge burden on our financial system. And the healthcare system has not had the 160 or 159, however you count it, bureaucracies that would be established to create the American socialized medical system, which would also include unionized government, government unions in healthcare. And that would further strap us. They haven't even put in the cost of the establishment of the of those bureaucracies of the 159 to the agencies that carry this out, and they haven't discussed the cost of the government unions that would develop from those 160 agencies. Can you also talk about that, Trevor?
Sure. It's a very good point, Mary. May I just add before I start on that the where I'm speaking in Denver this Thursday evening, April the 5th, I'm speaking at the Crystal Rose. It's the Crystal Rose, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, at the event starts at 6:30 p.m. I'll be speaking at 7, so that's at the Crystal Rose. I'm not sure of the exact address of that, but that's where I'll be speaking on Thursday night. Look, Mary, you're completely right about the unions. The government sector, the nurses' unions in this country are basically controlled by the far left, and the major government union, AFSCME, Association of Federal, County, State, and Municipal Employees, is controlled by the Marxists of Democratic Socialists of America, the same organization that Quentin Young belongs to. So you have a Marxist labor union all poised to massively increase its power under Obamacare. And that will drive up costs even further and create more feather bedding and further, decrease the efficiency of labor. It will create another big union bureaucracy controlled by Marxists who will then use the money they collect from workers willingly or unwillingly to fund the Democrat Party and other Marxist causes. So this is going to be another huge boondoggle for the left. And that's another factor that we must take into account when contemplating, and I certainly hope Americans do not contemplate going any further down the socialist road with healthcare and pressure their politicians to abolish it as soon as the next election is over.
And I have read where it would take over something like 25% or something of our economy if we had this Obamacare.
Yeah, like the original estimate was 1/6, but I've talked to accountants recently who claim it's more like 1/4. So 1/4 of the U.S. economy will be socialized under Obamacare. 1/4, 25%. And if Americans think they can come back from that, I think they're very, very naive. That will be a fiscal disaster, a social disaster, and a healthcare disaster. It is bad news on every single front. Healthcare services will plummet dramatically. More people will die. Millions of people will be underserved. the only people who will benefit are the socialist unions, the Democrat Party, and the communists who influence both of them. So it's,
well,
it's
used
not
to
a
be,
guy.
Of course,
not,
that healthcare
no
was 2% of our economy. Since the government got involved, it's 15 to 20%. It'll go up to 25%. Ladies and gentlemen, this has nothing to do with taking care of people. They don't care about people. They have death panels there. They want to ration access to health care. It's all about control and the destruction of the American economy and the establishment of a totalitarian dictatorship. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Mary, anything else you wanted to say?
Well, I just want to thank Trevor for being the Paul Revere from New Zealand modern day times. And
thank you so much.
Yeah, and I want to say
again, my number 877-254-7524. Are you out there in the listening audience and say, this couldn't be true, this couldn't happen in America? Ladies and gentlemen, it has happened. Medicare, when it was introduced in 1965, was the most wonderful program you've ever seen. Doctors got full care, usual and customary fee. Hospitals got usual and customary fee. They bought the support of the healthcare system by lining their pockets with gold. And initially, I never made so much money. I never imagined you could make so much money as a physician and surgeon. And it was fun to practice and to make lots of money. But of course, I knew it was simply a path along the way to buy the support of the people so they could eventually enslave them. And basically, they promised. They worked this thing out actuarially. It was only going to cost $9 billion a year by 1990. It was introduced in 1965. $9 billion, that's what they told us American afford, $9 billion. Well, by 1990, it cost $90 billion. They had lied from the beginning. They're lying today. Right now, this is costing $700 to $750 billion a year, and before this is over, it'll consume at least 25% of all the federal income. So basically, Trevor, what can the average individual out there do? I mean, if we sit back and do nothing, this is designed intentionally by people who hate America to destroy our system. What can the listener out there do?
Well, look, I'm a big fan of the Tea Party movement. I've got to say, because it is the true constitutionalist, pro free market, pro individual liberty movement in the country today. So really, people need to get active in their Tea Party movement, because that they are the people who are changing this country from the bottom, through the state legislatures, through the county commissions, through the school boards, etc. And are trying to elect more genuine conservatives to Congress and the Senate. Now, regardless of the presidential race, I think the future of this country is going to depend on how many true patriotic conservatives can be elected to Congress this term and to the U.S. Senate. Because if you have a whole lot more people, it doesn't have to be the majority.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Trevor Loud. Here at the American Freedom Network.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Trevor Loudon, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And I think that Trevor is here sounding the alarm to the American people. Don't you know that the future of the world rests upon America? Do you care about the Constitution? Do you care about freedom? Or do you really believe that freedom is free, that you're going to be able to have a government that provides for you and be free? And people don't understand the miracle of America was that the power of the government was to be limited. Liberty and limited government are synonymous. Tyranny and total government are synonymous. And who's calling in?
My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Westminster, Colorado.
Good to have you with us. Do you have a question for our guest or comment?
Yes, I have a question. I understand that the AAA Association of the Neurologicals for Physicians, that their board members had a discussion that if under the Obamacare, that if you are 70 years old or over and you had a stroke, that you could not be treated, even if it was in the middle of the night, without the permission of some hospital board. And even though they have the equipment there, the hospital, and everything is there, you still could not be treated without this. And if it was in the middle of the night, you'd probably die. Is this true or not?
I do have a comment on that, Tall Trevor.
I can't comment directly. I have heard that story, but I don't know how true it is. But I do know from my own country that kind of rationing will become the norm. That if you are old or infirm, you are. The key differences between socialized healthcare and private healthcare is in the private system, you are a customer. And people want to treat their customers well and with respect and keep them alive so they can make more money off them in the future. That is how the capitalist system works. In the socialist healthcare system, you are not a customer of the system. You are a liability to the system. So they want to get rid of you as quickly as they can so they can spare their resources for other things, for more important priorities. So really, if you are elderly under Obamacare, you are going to become a liability and you'll be treated as a liability. And that means
and
your quality of care will go down.
And whether it's 70 or 80 or 90, that is absolutely true. But so there's so much false information out there, we don't know what. It may be that it'll be 90, actually, to begin with, but pretty soon it'll be 80 and 70. Who knows? It may get down to 60, and it may depend upon whether you're a registered Republican or Democrat, whether you get care. The whole idea is you no longer determine what's going to happen. You become a liability, and there really are people today who want to kill off the majority of the population of this country. And people say that couldn't be true, and I simply say, go to Elberton, Georgia, look at the monument there erected by a secret society. It's called the Georgia Guidestones, where they make it very clear. They do really intend to kill off a majority of the people in the world, and if you don't believe it, read my Population Control Agenda monograph available on the Internet. The Population Control Agenda monograph. Anything else you wanted to ask her? I don't know whether that's true or not, but they're putting out a lot of false information, but later down the line it could well be true. Anything else you wanted to ask, Susan?
No, that is very explanatory, and I appreciate it very much.
God bless
you. But these are things I've heard also. I know we don't know everything, but there would be, as you said, liability for older people who are ill.
These people who are in charge are subversive and treasonous. They should be arrested and tried for treason because they've sworn to uphold our Constitution, and they hate the Constitution, and they hate America. Remember, Obama was not raised as an American. He was raised as an Indonesian, and his loyalty has never been to America, but to the fascist, communist, subversive, treacherous dream. Bring about this new world order. Thank you so much for calling. Telephone number, looks like we're out of time. Trevor, the best of luck to you once more time. How can people get in touch with you?
Again, Dr. Stan, people go to Pacific Freedom Foundation, Pacific Freedom Foundation, and order the book online there.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Shiny steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines, and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 4-2. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Well, I stand back here at American Youth Network this time. Oh, cover about warnings that may valid. Understand there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. But also remember that most of these people are not communists. They put Obama in power so that you would focus on the danger of communism. Yes, he has a communist background. He is supported by the communists, but of course the force behind communism is what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. If you can't afford the book, don't want to buy the book, go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, look under videos and scroll down, and the first video there is Brotherhood of Darkness. Watch it several times. Understand that there are people of great wealth and power who certainly use communism to circumvent the Constitution, to centralize power with government controlled by a bureaucracy, and they control the bureaucracy. They are able to bribe the bureaucrats, to buy the politicians. I mean, who do you think put up the $600 million for Obama to run for president last time? How much did you give to Obama? How much do you know anybody personally who gave money to Obama to run? That money came from people of great wealth who wanted him in power. They backed both political parties, just as they're backing Romney and Santorum, and they're backing Obama today. They're backing both sides. The one man they fear is Ron Paul, who is the support of the people, but of course he's being viciously attacked, either that or totally ignored by the media. It doesn't matter. The last thing they want is somebody who values freedom, who exposes the banking system and the corruption there. The one thing Ron Paul doesn't bring out are the powerful spiritual forces behind these people, because behind this effort to bring about a one-world government, this treasonous effort, are powerful forces preparing the world for the Antichrist. They want a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and they want to destroy Christianity, and they've pretty well done it. Christianity is irrelevant today. They've changed the music and the message of our churches. There's no more fear of the Lord or of punishment. They've changed the very nature of God. God is a God of love. If God is only a God of love, then it is the ultimate triumph of evil. That is Lucifer's message. Lucifer is the God of love. Do whatever you want to. You've got you are totally free. You don't have to be married. You get married, you get unmarried, you get married again. Premarital sex is all right. Homosexuality is all right. Lying is all right. Torture is all right. War is all right. And where is the outcry from our churches? Our number here at Radio Liberty, 1-800-544-8927. You can get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get the book, The Secret of the Lord, by my good friend Chuck Chrismeyer. You need my talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. I said that you need to get our talk on the world revolution, where, of course, we go into David Rockefeller and his admission. He's part of a secret cabal, and he is. And, of course, they install Fidel Castro, a communist, but they're installing communists all over the world and right here in America. Our number, 1-800-544-8097. If you can help us, we'd love to hear from you. And so until tomorrow at the same time, our Tuesday, Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Seven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-9-